You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman with a quick news update. Racine police are continuing their investigation into separate shootings that have claimed the lives of two people since Friday. A 37-year-old woman was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in the crossfire between two groups or people. Police are asking for tips and cell phone video from 11th Street, saying surveillance hasn't helped identify a suspect. Violence interrupters are also urging residents to seek out their support services. Racine Police Chief Alexander Ramirez says there have been 47 shots fired incidents so far as of the end of June, slightly down from 55 at the same point. Wisconsin's two biggest cities are taking more steps to ease their housing challenges. Milwaukee's Common Council approved a scaled-back housing plan yesterday after a long, heated debate. The original proposal aimed to boost housing supply and would have allowed duplexes and triplexes in single-family neighborhoods. That sparked backlash from some residents. The final version drops that idea. It still encourages more housing options, like accessory dwelling units, townhomes, and cottage courts. Madison City Council also approved a new housing package aimed at increasing affordability and variety for housing last night. The plan includes zoning changes that make it easier to build duplexes and add more housing downtown. A 2024 residential market analysis estimated that in Racine County, there were just upwards of 80,000 households, with nearly 68% homeowners and 32% renters. The report found fewer than 300 residential building permits were issued annually over the past 2 years. Single-family permits averaged just 151 units per year, despite strong demand. And the campers start to pull into Kenosha County today. The annual Country Thunder Music Festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes, with the usual reminders going out about the traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The All-Star Game ends in a tiebreaker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star Game in Atlanta ended after 9 innings in a 6-6 tie, so for the first time in the game's history, it went into a tiebreaker. They call a swing-off, a mini home run derby. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber managed to hit 3 home runs in a row to win the swing-off 4-3 and was named the game's MVP. Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill and the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, each got a chance to play, retiring 4 batters, allowing just 1 hit between the two of them. Up next, the Brewers head to L.A. to open up a 6-game road trip against the Dodgers this weekend, followed by the Mariners in Seattle. NFL, Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon.
You know, that's part of a mission of our foundation is to get kids, get the youth involved in sports. That was a big pillar in my life, was just being able to play sports as a kid, be together with the different kids in my age group, and meet NFL players now, too.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Emmy nominations for this year are in, and if you like to laugh, here are some shows you may or may not have seen that could be worth checking out. The nominees for the Best Comedy Series include Abbott Elementary, The Bear, HBO's Hacks, Netflix's Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Apple TV's Shrinking, and The Studio, and the offbeat cool What We Do in the Shadows. Nominees for Actor in a Comedy Series include Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This, The Studio's Seth Rogen, Jason Segel in Shrinking, Martin Short in Only Murders, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Outstanding actress nominees in a comedy series include Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, Jean Smart from Hacks, no surprise there, Kristen Bell from Nobody Wants This, and Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. Emmy nominations are in, and here are some shows nominated in the Best Drama category. Andor from Disney+, Netflix's The Diplomat, HBO has 3 nominees with The Last of Us, The Pit, and White Lotus. Hulu's Paradise, and rounding out the nominees are Apple TV's Severance and Slow Horses. Not a weak link in the bunch. Nominees nominees for Best Actress in the drama series include Kathy Bates for Matlock, Sharon Horgan in Bad Sisters, Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, Britt Lower for Severance, and Kerry Russell in The Diplomat. Best Actor nominees in a drama series include Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Adam Scott in Severance, Noah Wiley in The Pit, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, and Sterling K. Brown for Paradise. And when it comes to the outstanding scripted variety series, you've got to like your chances, as there are only two nominees: Last Week with John Oliver and Saturday Night Live. The 2025 list of Emmy nominations has been released, and Ben Stiller is probably ecstatic. He's one of the executive producers of the show Severance, which brought in 27 Emmy nominations to lead the pack. Three other shows also drew more than 20 nominations, including HBO's The Penguin, which grabbed 24 nominations. The other two shows that drew more than 20 were Apple TV's The Studio, which pulled in 23 nominations, and HBO's White Lotus, which also pulled in 23. Lots of TV to check out if you want to make the Emmy Awards more enjoyable. Looks like I have to give Severance another chance. The Primetime Emmy Awards, which will be the 77th, take place at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles September 14th. The show will air on PBS and Paramount Plus and will be hosted by Nate Bargatze, if he's not too busy developing his new amusement park called Nateland. No joke. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon and tonight. And a couple of those storms could be strong to severe. Our high today, 84. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, a lot cooler and less humid with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.